This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5 Kilo Lima Delta. And once again, it's time for the Northeast Radio Club news bulletin. Well, the Northeast Radio Club culinary guru, Sir Lunchalot, has been out and about. And he's found a place for us to go on the fifth Friday night. And it's one of our old favourites, the Grand North on Grand Junction Road, Northfield. And it's next to the jail, so don't go in the wrong gate, or you could end up in the slammer. So get there about 6:30 p.m. and look forward to a great night of feasting and having a good time talking to everybody. So that'll be on Friday the 31st of May, 6:30 p.m. at the Grand North on Grand Junction Road, Northfield. And you never know, we might even see a jailbreak. That'd be exciting. Well, the Northeast Radio Club has got a supply of squid poles available for portable operation out in the parks or up on the peaks, or perhaps even you might want to go fishing with them. But anyway, if you want squid poles, get in touch with David, VK5MDF, by emailing him at vk5mdf@wia.org.au, or you can contact Charlie about them. Charlie's email address is vk5vc@wia.org.au. And the Tech Night will be next Friday, the 24th of May, and it will be an excellent presentation by Rick, VK5NM, on balans and antenna loading coils, how they work and how to make them. So this is a very good presentation. Come along and learn all about balans and things. It's going to be a good night. That's the Tech Night next Friday night, Friday the 24th of May. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with a weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. John, VK5DJ, and our repeater group have been busy again. The new system at Narracourt was installed on Monday the 6th of May by the repeater team, which comprised Cole, VK5DK, Peter, VK5BE, Brian, VK5VI, John, VK5DJ, Ross, VK3KBO, and Phil, VK5PCL. In a similar manner to VK5RMG, the two separate link frames have become one, and the controller has been replaced by a VK5DJ Mark II controller, which features support for two links and has meant the audio bridge is no longer required. This is a giant leap forward in terms of setting audio levels and simplification of the system. The new controller also has the capacity to send a 1 kHz tone at 3 kHz deviation. This tone can be remotely triggered, thus enabling the setting of levels on remote receivers. With both links and repeater in one small rack, the entire system makes for a much tidier setup. The club is especially appreciative of the work done by Brian, VK5BI, for wiring the two chassis, installing all the components, including making PCBs, and generally being a great supporter of the project at a considerable cost of his time and back pocket. Many aspects of controller operation can be changed at the site with a plug-in keypad and LCD, or by remote control using DTMF. CTCSS at 91.5 Hz is on board, but not turned on. An audio recorder is not present for the generation of messages or an audio call sign, although the controller supports one if added. The VK5RMG repeater received a visit from Tom, VK5NFT, and John, VK5DJ, on Tuesday of this week. They have installed a power wattmeter so we can determine how much power we are using. They also installed a missing wire to enable battery monitoring to be done remotely. Both additions are up and running. John, VK5DJ, repeater coordinator. Many thanks to John VK5DJ for the words in this report, as I felt a bit lazy and plagiarised them. That's all I have for you this week. As always, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And I say, 7-3 from Serge.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Hello everyone, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. Last Wednesday night's Tech Night presentation by Peter VK5JP was a very informative session on the digital fusion system introduced by Yaesu that took up most of the evening. Operational radios coupled with video monitors and linked to the internet, with demos both locally and within South Australia, and audio connecting into the South America, although the language there was either Spanish or Portuguese. There were demos of various hotspot devices, the MH85A11U speaker microphone camera, with pictures taken and transmitted through the radio, the Yaesu FTM-400XDR. The software on the large video screen demo showed the various operators online around the country and the world who could be contacted almost instantly with exceptional clarity of reception. The evening also had its moments of fun and hilarity, quite a bit of the at the expense of yours truly, but that's all right. Thank you, Peter, for an excellent presentation. It was well received and appreciated. Wednesday the 29th is a fifth Wednesday and will be a social evening at the Blacksmith Tavern, One Tree Hill, 6:30 p.m. If you have not notified the secretary of your intentions to attend, you still have time. The next general meeting is on Wednesday the 5th of June. The next Tech Night is on Wednesday the 19th of June and will be a presentation by Tim VK5ZT and Ian VK5ZD on ATV. The July Tech Night on the 17th of July will be a presentation on online SDR receivers by David VK5KK. The club's 60th anniversary will be in conjunction with the RD contest on the 17th and 18th of August and includes a barbecue. More will be given on this later. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members are most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 7-3, Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And now let's hear from AHAS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. We will not run any technical sessions at the Shack on the four Saturdays until work has been finished on the Girl Guide Shed. We will still have our coffee and chat sessions on the second Saturday morning. Work is progressing well on the second shack for the Girl Guides. The new ceiling is now finished and we're working on sealing up spider access holes and painting the walls and ceilings. The next coffee morning at the shack will be on June the 8th. Shack mornings start at about 9 a.m. and usually wind up about 12 noon. The next Saturday morning at the shack will be on May the 25th and will be a working bee to paint the inside of the Girl Guides shack. Don't forget to bring old clothes. You will get splattered with paint. A paintbrush, a roller and a roller pole and perhaps even a sanding block would also be a big help. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on May the 24th. These lunches start at 12 noon and there's no need to book, just turn up. The general meeting on Thursday the 20th will be a talk and demonstration by Sue Southcott, VK5AYL, of her latest version of her Parks and Peaks applications. General meetings start at 7:30 and the presentations are run first before a light supper and then the business part of the meeting last. Remember, if you cannot always listen to this broadcast live on Sunday mornings, you can get it from the North East Radio Club website for 3 days after it goes to air. http://northeastradioclub.org.au. Click on the WIA broadcast link and you will find the national and local broadcast MP3 files. You can play them from there or download them to listen at your leisure. Advance notice of this year's AHAS buy and sell.
It will be on Sunday the 3rd of November, and this year it's being held at the Marion RSL. Stay tuned for more information. Every Monday night at 8pm, the weekly Club Net is held on the VK5 RAD repeater, 147 MHz with a minor 600 kHz offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.